North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. So glad you can be with us today. Recently, I had read a post from Deanna Tate. You've heard her here on The Mark White Show as we've tried to support the Nick Reisner Scholarship. And this was about a young man named JoJo. JoJo's in the hospital right now in Montgomery, Alabama. And his mom, Dina Medeiros, is traveling from her home 2.5 hours to go and be with him in the hospital for these visits. Of course, it's quite expensive to be able to do that. I reached out to Deanna Tate, asked her how I could get in touch with Dina, connected with her, and now I have Dina Medeiros on the line with me right now. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Dina.
Hi. Yes, thank you for having me as well.
You're welcome. Let's talk about JoJo and his situation so listeners understand what's going on right now.
Okay. Well, he was diagnosed with a syndrome called alpha thalassemia, mental retardation syndrome. So all his life, he has been a true fighter. He can't walk, he can't talk, he can't sit up, he's in a wheelchair, he does have a feeding tube, he's never eaten by mouth. So when he gets sick, it's a pretty serious situation, and this last go around, he had a really bad seizure, and they did some tests, and it showed that he had a really mild stroke, but the stroke actually put him into this severe seizure, and he was septic for a couple of days, but now he's kind of come around, but he also had pneumonia in his right lung, which the lung completely collapsed. His left lung started filling up with fluid, and so they were trying to give him a couple of days to see if they can get that, get the fluid to come out by suctioning it out of his nose, and which has actually helped. So hopefully they haven't done the procedure yet, but if they do, he may have to be put on a ventilator, which is that much more severe because of his oxygen being so low.
How old is JoJo, Dina?
He is 28. He will be 29 next month, actually.
So I'm going to guess that you've been his full-time caretaker since birth, right?
Well, actually, I have. But when he turned 12, there's a facility in Montgomery called Father for Sales. And it's an awesome institution. It's a place for children with severe disabilities to where, he has to have 100% care. But I am still his sole provider, but they take care of him because he's so big in size, and with the syndrome that he has, he's not able to get up and go and do the things that you know, normal children do.
How often have you had to go to Montgomery since he's been in the hospital, Dina?
This go around, he's been in the hospital pretty much almost the whole entire year of this year. He's been in and out continuously. He had COVID 2 times, and he's a fighter. This child is what keeps me going because he's just a true fighter.
And I know we want listeners to help as you travel down there. It's quite expensive to travel to Montgomery from where you live, 2.5 hours.
Yes, sir. It's 2.5 hour trip down there. I usually leave out about 6:30 in the morning and get there right at 9 o'clock because he's in ICU. He's been in there for a week. So ICU, you know, have their visiting hours. So I get there at 9. And then, of course, I try to get home before it gets dark. So, yeah, and then it's 2.5 hours to come back home. So
you do all this in one day?
Correct. Yep, all in one day. But with me being down there, has actually made him get better because I'm by his side all day long. You know, and that makes him know that, hey, somebody there cares about him and is there with him to get him better.
And you make this trip every day?
Yes, sir. Every single day for a week now. That was the reason why I made the post, because I just knew that, you know, it was starting to get really expensive, especially when he first got put in the hospital. I wanted to spend the night, but hotels are just so expensive. So I've been traveling back and forth every single day.
Where are you traveling from, Dina?
I live close to Talladega out in St. Clair County.
Okay.
And Riverside is actually where I live.
And how's the GoFundMe doing right now, and also your PayPal and Venmo? What type of support have you received so far?
Let's just say that I'm actually over my amount that I actually put on the GoFundMe account, but with all the extra ones that I've had too, with Venmo, PayPal, and the Cash App as well.
If the goal's $1,000 and it was $100 a night, that leaves you with 10 nights and then you have to go back home.
Correct. So, and the GoFundMe I'm halfway to my halfway point on it.
And you don't know, obviously, how long this can go on, how many days you would actually need to be able to stay down there as long as JoJo needs you, correct?
Correct. Yeah, another reason I did the 1,000 was because I, you know, a lot of people, they're kind of tight with money. So I thought, well, I'll just start out at that amount and go from there. And if I needed more, then I would put more.
You're doing right there, because I've done GoFundMes in the past, and what you want to do is set a reasonable amount that looks attainable. If you set it at $1,000, and that's a reasonable amount to meet, and then, of course, you can increase the amount as needed.
Correct. Well, he was actually in the hospital here this go around. He's been in there a week, but he had come home for a week. But prior to that week, he was in the hospital for 5 weeks. But he wasn't at the critical stage that he was at this go around. This go around was very critical. I mean, it was pretty much life threatening, and that's the reason why I wanted to make sure that I was down there every single day.
Is there a particular hotel that you have chosen to stay at while in Montgomery, one that you feel comfortable with?
Actually, I do. There's a Hampton Inn. I don't know exactly what the exit is off of, but I don't even, but it's the Hampton Inn is where I've stayed previously. And it's like $140, I think, plus tax a night. But that was in a good part of town, especially with me being down there by myself. I want to be somewhere where I know I'm going to be safe.
And that's in Montgomery, not Prattville, right?
Yes, correct. It's in Montgomery. Uh-huh.
Have you spoken with maybe management at the Hampton there and told them your situation to see if maybe they might give you a discounted rate while you're there?
I have not. Mm-mm. The last time I went, I told them, you know, my son was in ICU, but they didn't give me a discount then. But I don't know if I stayed there multiple nights, if they would give me a bigger discount for being there longer. And I mean, and if they just want to do the hotel and not even give it the money to me, that would be awesome too, you know, because then you know that I'll be staying there. You know what I'm saying?
So the hotel you're staying at, Dina, is located at 7651 East Chase Parkway, Montgomery, Alabama. And their phone number is 334-277-1818. And if someone wanted to help out through your hotel expenses, I'm sure that they could arrange with Hampton that way as well. I know that they could probably contact you if they wanted to help too. How could they get in touch with you?
My phone number is 205-641-1753.
What we're going to do, Dina, if it's okay, take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll share again how people can help you and JoJo as you travel to Montgomery from the Talladega, Alabama area, okay?
Okay.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Dina Medeiros, and she needs some help right now. She travels 2.5 hours to Montgomery, Alabama to see her son JoJo, to be with him while he's in ICU. And I know that there's someone out there who wants to help, and we're trying to provide that information to you today. Thanks to my friend Deanna Tate, who has also organized the fundraiser for Sergeant Nick Reisner, who lost his life in Sheffield, Alabama a few weeks ago. There's now the Nick Reisner Memorial Scholarship. She has helped with that with Police Wives. And then I saw the post about JoJo from her and reached out to Dina Medeiros to share about this fundraiser as well. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to try to help Dina and JoJo. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into
to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we try to help Dina Medeiros travel from her home in the Talladega area to Montgomery, Alabama, to be with her son. He's a special needs young man, 28 years old, and she wants to be with him daily. And that's what she's been doing, traveling 2.5 hours both ways every single day to go be with her son for the past week. What she would like to do is to be able to stay in a hotel and be able to see her son without having to travel 2.5 hours, which, of course, safety is involved, but there's quite an expense to doing that, to travel 2.5 hours each way. And she has been staying at the Hampton Inn and Suites, Montgomery East Chase, and I want to make sure we give out that information again. It's 7651 East Chase Parkway, Montgomery, Alabama. Their phone number, 334-277-1818. Dina, I know you have several ways for people to donate, and we want to make sure that listeners know how they can contribute, how they can help you be able to be with your son during this time.
Okay. Well, I've got the GoFundMe, and then I also have a Cash App, and the name is $DanaMadaris, which is DenaMadaris. Then I also have a Venmo, and it's at DenaMadaris, DenaMadaris. And then if you also want to donate through PayPal, it's at Dina, D-E-N-A, 68.
Excellent. And on the GoFundMe, I want to make sure that people know what they have to put in to be able to reach that site. And they would type in GoFundMe.com/FT5KHK-travel-expenses. Again, that's FT5KHK, as in Foxtrot, Tango, 5 Kilo, Hotel Kilo, -travel-expenses, and that will get them to the GoFundMe to support that effort that way. And Dina, I do wish you all the best. I wish JoJo all the best as he continues to recover. I know that you being there makes a difference, as you stated, that he can sense that his mom's there, and I know that that does help in the healing process. So I appreciate you for making that trip, those 2.5 hours each way. I know that's difficult, but we want to try to help to ease some of that burden.
And I thank you very much. Y'all do an awesome, awesome show. I mean, I love it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Dina. We're just trying to make a difference where we can and do what's doable. And I know that this is definitely doable, as you have reached $1,000, and we want to try to help even more. And if Hampton will give a discount where you can stay longer at a discounted rate, that will be helpful to you as well, I know. So we're going to reach out however we can to help make that happen. We'll stay in touch about this as you continue to go see JoJo, and I hope that you're able to stay down there in Montgomery and not have to continue to make that 5-hour trip.
Yes, sir, and I greatly appreciate it. Because it's definitely a long trip, but you know what? He is worth every minute of it.
Well, we love our special needs community, and we want to help however we can. There's a young lady that loved the special needs community who just lost her life, Anna Jean Selsvik, from Athens, Alabama. She was in an accident. She's no longer with us, but she had a passion for the special needs community, and as I posted, I wanted to help Anna in whatever she did. She was a very loving, kind, beautiful person. It was something that was very important to her. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this show to Anna Selsvik in her memory, in her honor, because of her love of the special needs community. I think that that's really important for her family to see what a difference she has made and continues to make in that community. So today we're dedicating this show to Anna Jean Selsvik, and I appreciate the fact that you could join me today, Dina.
Yes, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
Dina Medeiros, folks. She needs you to help make a difference in her life as she goes and sees her son JoJo in Montgomery. He's in ICU. He needs our help. And I also want you to remember Anna's brother, Daniel. He's in ICU as well, critical care up in Huntsville, Alabama. Here on the Mark White Show, we recognize difference makers and we share their stories to encourage and inspire. Dina is a difference maker. She has a son who's special needs and she's there for him. She supports him and that's making a difference. I hope that if this show is making a difference in your life, you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show dedicated to Anna Jean Selsvik and her desire to help the special needs community. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good and